Hello, everyone. Welcome to A Plus English. I'm Angeline.
And I'm Mike. And yes, it's that time again.
What time?
My favorite units of the month is here. Can you guess what one of my favorite units of the month is?
Well, you like to learn new things.
I do.
Encyclopedia?
Ooh, I like the encyclopedia. Mm-hmm. Yes, I love getting all those new words and new facts. No, it's not that one. You know, I'm not much of a movie fan. I don't see a lot.
Okay.
The last new movie I saw was Titanic.
Titanic?
Well, maybe it was Star Wars, probably at Christmas. But no, it's the Meet the Wongs unit.
Oh, right. That's also my favorite
unit. That's right. The Wongs have been around longer than, well, we have. Mm-hmm. They're one of our favorite families. They're a big feature of the magazine, and every month I look forward to their wacky and crazy adventures.
Do you? Well, this month there's actually a thief.
A thief?
Yeah, the title.
A crook? A burglar? Mm-hmm. Someone who steals stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Okay, so what's the title?
Who is the thief?
Who is the thief? Oh, so it's like a mystery.
Yeah.
They're going to have to play Sherlock Holmes and catch the thief. Of course, a thief is someone who steals stuff, and we don't like people like that. So, it is very exciting. There is a crime to solve, so let's get on the case.
Okay.
And read the article and then come back to chat about it. Who is the thief?
Mrs. Wong and Timmy are tidying up the presents under the Christmas tree.
Mom, Jimmy's present is missing.
Maybe Jimmy took it.
He doesn't know about it. I put it under the Christmas tree late last night.
I'll help you look for it.
Mom, where's my pink sweater?
I put it on the chair in your room.
It's not there.
I can't find my left slipper.
Did Cheese hide it under the sofa?
No, I checked.
Honey, I can't find my watch.
I can't find my headphones either.
Why are all these things missing?
Could there be a thief? We should find out. How?
We can stay up all night to catch the thief.
Word power!
Missing. Missing. Ashley found her missing pencil in her little brother's room. Ashley found her missing pencil in her little brother's room. Under. Under. Cameron kept boxes of old toys under his bed. Cameron kept boxes of old toys under his bed. Sweater. Sweater. Bonnie wore a thick sweater to keep warm. Bonnie wore a thick sweater to keep warm. Hide. 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 Hid. Hidden. Maria hid the love letter at the back of the drawer. Maria hid the love letter at the back of the drawer.
So first things first, let's take a look at our scenario.
Okay.
It tells us what is going on in the comic.
Sets up the scene.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
So it says, Mrs. Wong and Timmy are tidying up the presents under the Christmas tree. So that means they're organizing it or making it look neater.
That's right. So we have a little bit of information here. It's around Christmas time, and so far there is no crime going on.
No,
a crime is some kind of illegal activity, something the police might be interested in finding out about. If you steal things, if there's a thief around, that would be a crime. But organizing or tidying presents under a Christmas tree?
Probably not a crime.
That's not a crime,
no.
At least not yet. Anyways, Timmy says, Mom, Jimmy's present is missing.
Ah, there's the crime.
That is a crime, especially at Christmas time. If something is missing, that means it's not there. And missing is one of our word power words. We'll spell it right now for you. M-I-S-S-I-N-G. So yes, that word was missing, M-I-S-S-I-N-G. If something is missing, it's not there. It should be there, but something happened. Maybe someone took it away, maybe you lost it, maybe someone stole it, but you're looking for something, you expect it to be there, but it's not. It's missing. For example, we could say Ashley found her missing pencil in her little brother's room. Ashley found her missing pencil in her little brother's room.
What might have happened to Jimmy's present?
I don't know.
Well, Mrs. Wong says maybe Jimmy took it.
Oh.
So he saw the present under the tree, and he said, hey, that's mine, and
that's,
he took it.
That's possible, yeah. Mm-hmm. It can be very tempting for kids to open their presents before Christmas. If something is tempting, it's something you want to do, even if you really shouldn't do it. So yeah, maybe he just took it away to try to get a little peek at what he was getting. Well, as we continue, Timmy speaks next, and Timmy says he doesn't know about it. Oh, so he doesn't know that the present is missing.
Uh-huh.
Timmy knows that his brother hadn't seen it before because Timmy says, I put it under the Christmas tree late last night.
Ah.
So Timmy put it there. He knows his brother never saw it, so his brother couldn't have taken it away. Yes,
right.
He knows that, of course, because he put it under the Christmas tree, and that's where you put your presents. You put them under the Christmas tree. Under is a position, and it's a word power word, so we're going to find out more about it right now. Under is spelled U-N-D-E-R. Under, that's right. If something is under something, it is below. It is in a lower position. For example, if you travel by airplane, you might put your bag under the chair in front of you. Yes, or if you have a cat like I do, or a dog, they might like to sit under the table while you're having dinner, waiting for food to fall under the table as well. For example, we could say Cameron kept boxes of old toys under his bed. Cameron kept boxes of old toys under his bed.
Moms are the best.
Moms are the best. Love you, Mom.
When you tell them your problem,
Mom
are always willing to help. So Mrs. Wong, she's no different. She's
okay.
A mother, right?
Yeah.
So she says, I'll help you look for it. So she's going to help Timmy look for Jimmy's present.
Okay. Well, as they're doing that, Paige, the daughter of the family, comes in and she's missing something too. Why do we know that? Well, it says, Paige says, Mom, where is my pink sweater? So a present is missing from under the tree, and a pink sweater is missing from, I guess, Paige's room or something like that. But two things have gone missing in the Wong household. Well, we'll find out more about that situation after we look at this word, sweater. S-W-E-A-T-E-R. It's a word power word. Yes, it's a word power word, and it's also a very warm and comfortable type of clothing. A sweater is something that you will wear on your upper body. It's kind of like a shirt, but it's thicker than a shirt, and you'll wear it over other things. Sweaters, of course, are best worn when it's cold outside in the wintertime. There are many types of sweaters, many styles of sweaters. They're often made of wool, which is the hair from a sheep, because it's so warm. Because that's what sweaters should be doing for you, keeping your body warm. It's a warm piece of clothing. For example, Bonnie wore a thick sweater to keep warm. Bonnie wore a thick sweater to keep warm. Good thinking, Bonnie.
So mom seems to know where everything is all the time,
right?
Oh,
that's what moms do. Moms are like the Google of the house.
They are.
You need anything, you put it into your search mom engine, and she says, I saw your jacket under that chair. I saw your book bag in the bathroom.
So that's why Paige is asking her mom,
yes.
Where is my pink sweater?
And does mom have an answer for her?
Well, mom tells her, I put it on the chair in your room.
Moms always know, but in this case, mom's information is maybe a little bit old or just wrong, because Paige says it's not there. So maybe Paige also remembered that it should be on the chair, but it's not. It's not there. As we said earlier, it's missing.
Okay, so we have a missing present.
Yep.
And a missing sweater.
Yep.
Ooh, and it looks like Timmy and Paige aren't the only ones with missing things.
Oh, no.
Because Grandpa comes into the kitchen and he says, I can't find my left slipper.
Excuse me?
I can't find my left slipper.
His left slipper.
Yeah.
So he's missing one shoe.
One slipper.
He has the other one, the right slipper, but he's missing the left one.
Yes.
Was he running for a bus?
Well, no, because a slipper is a type of shoe.
It is.
That we wear inside the house.
That's right.
Right?
Yeah.
So maybe I don't know how he lost it.
How do you lose a slipper? It can't go outside.
But see, that's why there's a thief, right?
I guess so. That's why we need someone like Sherlock Holmes to come along. Well, Mrs. Wong says, oh, that's a good idea, Mrs. Wong. She says, did Cheese hide it under the sofa?
Cheese? Who's Cheese?
And of course, no, it doesn't mean a piece of cheese came and stole the slipper. Cheese is the name of their pet.
Oh, their dog.
Their dog, Cheese. And of course, dogs are famous for chewing and eating slippers and shoes. They like to play with them and do stuff like that. And dogs will often hide things.
They will.
Especially if they consider it their personal toy or something like that. Hide! Great word. It's a word, power word, and here's how you spell it. H-I-D-E. Not too tough. To hide, H-I-D-E. To hide something is to put it in a place where no one will find it. It's kind of like having a secret thing that you don't want people to know about. Now here, of course, it's important to remember you're hiding it because you want to. If you put something somewhere and then you can't find it later on, but you didn't mean to put it somewhere like that, then you lose that thing. Hiding is not like losing. Hiding is saying, I know where it is, but no one else will. Like a pirate with a treasure. Of course, they will hide their treasure because they don't want others to take it. For example, Maria hid the love letter at the back of the drawer. Maria hid the love letter at the back of the drawer.
Okay, so it looks like Cheese probably hides Grandpa's slipper quite often because Grandpa has checked already.
Really?
He says, no, I checked. So he's already looked under the sofa. It's not there. The left slipper isn't there.
So we're missing a present, a sweater, a slipper, and that's not all. Mr. Wong comes out and he says, honey, I can't find my watch. He's missing his watch. Now that could be actually quite expensive.
Yeah. It must be really a thief in the house.
Absolutely.
Well, that's not all. Jimmy says, I can't find my headphones.
What's going on?
Either. I can't find my headphones either. So headphones are something that you wear over your ears to listen to music. So they usually go over your head. Okay? Earphones are the ones you put into your ears. And then what happens next?
And then Mrs. Wong asks the question that we are all asking. She says, why are all these things missing? Why have five things gone missing in just one day around the house?
Now, Timmy's smart.
Okay.
He doesn't think things suddenly disappear. They don't go missing.
They don't.
So he says, could there be a thief? So a thief, like we said earlier, is a person who takes things that don't belong to them.
That's right. If you take things that don't belong to you, what's that called?
Stealing.
And that is wrong. Well, Jimmy is now hot on the trail. He says we should find out. This is a mystery, and he wants to get to the bottom of it.
But Timmy has a good question. He says, how? How are we going to find out?
Paige has an idea. She says, we can stay up all night to catch the thief. Ooh, that sounds exciting. I hope they drink some coffee, but maybe tonight, when the thief comes back, they'll be able to catch him or her.
So, that's all we have for today,
yes.
But stay tuned because we have a nice little game for you in our closing.
Oh, okay. We'll see you back here soon.
Wait for it. It's review time.
Hello, Mike.
Hello,
welcome
Angeline.
To my game show.
Oh, it's your game show?
Yes.
Can I win a car?
Of course.
A trip to Bali?
No, just a car. I only have a car for you today.
Oh.
But, okay, what
Wait
I have
minute,
here.
That's great. Okay.
It's a mystery box.
Hey, what kind of car is it?
We'll get to that later.
It's a toy car, I bet you. Anyways,
so
all right.
There's a mystery box
here.
Here's
the mystery box full of mystery.
Okay, you have to guess what each item is inside the box.
Oh, but I can't look.
No, you can't.
I can only use my hands.
You can only touch what's inside.
Can I eat some of it?
I don't know if you want
to
eat it.
I don't want
it. You
to
can
do that.
If you want to.
Okay, I'll use
are you
my
ready?
Hands. Yes.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay.
Okay.
So what do you feel?
Oh, this is so soft, but it's not a kitty. It's not a puppy. It feels like...
What is it? It's soft?
It's soft. It's made of maybe wool or something
wool?
Like that.
Okay, wool is the sheep's
Yeah,
fur, right?
It definitely
yeah.
feels a little thick. Woo! I think this would be a sweater.
Oh, take it
and
out. Is it a sweater?
There you go. It is
Very
a sweater.
Good.
Look at that. We might actually call this a cardigan,
yeah.
which is the type of sweater that has buttons up and down the front, but it's still a sweater. So great. I got one.
Awesome. Now, second one.
Oh, there's more?
Yeah, there's more.
There's nothing that's going to bite me in here.
I don't think so.
There's not like your pet
there's
rat.
A snake in there.
There's a snake in there. Don't do that to me. Oh, well, this kind of feels like a snake, but it's not. I'm not too worried, but
okay.
it's kind of long and it's twisty and bendy, and I can wrap my whole hand around it quite easily.
Okay.
I'm trying to move down to the end of it. Ooh, there's something big and heavy at the end.
Okay.
And it's kind of round. There's a round thing on the end of like a snake. Oh, wait. But the round thing's attached to another thing that's like a U-shape with another round thing at the end of that. So a round thing, a U-shape, headphones.
Wow.
Round thing.
Very good.
U-shape, and here's Mr. Snakey.
Let's give Mike a round of applause.
Thank you very much. And it didn't bite me.
Very good, okay.
I'm glad it didn't bite me.
So actually, we've come to the end of our
game. All right.
You forgot all about the car, right?
No. Where's my car? Do you have the keys?
Well, I'll give it to you later after the show.
She's not going to give me a car. But we'll see you back here soon.
You Thank
better
you
give
guys.
Me a car. I want my car.
Thanks, guys.
Bye.
See
Where's
you guys
my
tomorrow?
Car? Bye. Where's my car?
Step by step.
I'll help you look for it.
I think I left my wallet at home. Can you check?
Okay. I'll help you look for it.
Thanks. You're the best.
Stay up all night.
Hey. What are you doing?
I'm studying for a big test tomorrow. What about you?
Me too. I guess we'll be staying up all night.
Who is the thief?
Mrs. Wong and Timmy are tidying up the presents under the Christmas tree.
Mom, Jimmy's present is missing.
Maybe Jimmy took it.
He doesn't know about it. I put it under their Christmas tree late last night.
I'll help you look for it.
Mom, where's my pink sweater?
I put it on the chair in your room.
It's not there.
I can't find my left slipper.
Did Cheese hide it under the sofa?
No, I checked.
Honey, I can't find my watch.
I can't find my headphones either.
Why are all these things missing?
Could there be a thief? We should find out. How?
We can stay up all night to catch the thief. Missing. Missing. Ashley found
her missing pencil in her little brother's room. Ashley found her missing pencil in her little brother's room. Under. Cameron kept boxes of old toys under his bed. Cameron kept boxes of old toys under his bed. Sweater. Bonnie wore a thick sweater to keep warm. Bonnie wore a thick sweater to keep warm. Hide. Hide, hid, hidden. Maria hid the love letter at the back of the drawer. Maria hid the love letter at the back of the drawer.